Hello and welcome to my second podcast. Today's topic will be in discussion of initiation, cost, energy, and blessings. This topic has been on my mind for a while, and I felt that I wanted to share my thoughts and my opinions on initiation, the cost of initiation, the toll it takes on the human body when you are performing a ceremony on someone, and the blessings that person is receiving from the elder or priest or priestess. This is actually a pretty important conversation or topic. When you are looking to enter a spiritual community, sometimes it could be, well, I should rather say any tradition, any practice, whether it is considered an open circle or a closed circle, because I don't want to just speak about the practices that I'm involved in. I want to speak about this as a general rule of thumb because I think that it will help many. So it does not matter what traditional method you decide to take or what tribal practice you decide to take. When it comes to energy, there must be some level of an exchange. There will be individuals who will ask for an exchange, whether it be through financial exchange, could be food exchange, could be vehicle exchange, could be property exchange, could be service exchange. I mean, it could be a plethora of things. I'm just throwing examples. An exchange is extremely important because many do not realize the amount of energy that goes in to a ceremony and the amount of time it takes to prepare. But beyond time, my concerns are more energy. I reflect back to my own personal journey in my traditional practices. And I look back at my youthful side. When I was in my late 30s, early 30s, even early 40s, I had a facial expression, I should say, or the way that I looked, a glow that looked way younger than my age. And I noticed as time went by, the more ceremonies I performed, the more rituals I performed, the more energy that I gave out, I started to age, and I started to age rapidly because of the amount of energy that comes out to help others. And that youthful glow started to diminish little by little. And it kept me in this position of, do I continue? Do I continue giving, or do I stop? Because of the reaction that I have had just giving so much energy to people, the blessings that I give personally. Every single time that I do some ritual or ceremony to help someone's life, I am giving a piece of myself to that person. And that person is absorbing my energy, absorbing my blessings, taking basically from me. It's not the other way around. I am not the one taking, because why would I take from someone who has problems and issues. So I have to shield myself so that I do not absorb their energy. But in the end, what I do is I end up giving my blessings and my energy. So it has depleted me. And I'm noticing as time goes by, the more I give, the weaker I get. So the monetary exchange is necessary because it keeps the flow. For the days that I cannot work, the days that I cannot give, even sometimes it takes over a week to recover post the ceremony, depending on the problem the person comes in with or how many people are being ritualized in a particular time frame. So when people come to me and they ask me for discounts, they say, oh, I'm going to bring 3 to 4 people. Can you give me a discount? Normally, I don't really like to do that. Because at the end of the day, the energy that I give out will be equal and it will be what I normally give. So is it fair for me to discount what I'm going to give for the same energy that's going to go out, and then I am depleted for X amount of time? And this is what a lot of spiritual practitioners don't think about when they start giving discounts to people. I speak for myself, I don't speak for others. But I know that I do not do a chintzy job when I am giving something that I have promised. If I say that I'm going to give you a ceremony, and when I say I, it is usually done with my partner, Carlos. But I am the one speaking today, and I am the one who is speaking on my behalf. So when I am the one performing a ceremony, and I am giving my energy, I am not shifting my energy because I charged less. I am giving exactly what I am meant to give. So this is where I am very hesitant when people come to me and start asking for discounts because they don't understand the true nature of what is being done. When you put a price tag on everything and you complain and you say it's too much, sometimes you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and wonder, what am I receiving? What is this person giving that they are charging the amount that they are charging? So the equal exchange is necessary. The respectful exchange is necessary. Asking for discounts sometimes does come off as a form of disrespect, in my opinion. Because you're basically telling me, do a fabulous job for me, but I don't want to pay what you're asking. And then the practitioner that's giving you the blessings is being depleted, but not receiving what they truly wanted for their time and their energy. So this is something that many of you should think about before you approach practitioners, before you follow that path in anything. Think about what that person is giving to you. Those that are constantly bundling, discounting, giving for free, doing this, doing that, you should question that as well. What is the motive? Why would you do all of that for me for free? Or why would you do all of that at a bundled price? Most of the time it is because they are not going to give you the full service, or there is an agenda, or there is something there that is not being said. So when I quote a person a price, understand that that is what I believe I am worth at that moment. What I believe I should be receiving at that time. Because as the years have gone by, have my prices risen? Absolutely. Because I have seen the effect that it has caused through the years. the ability for me to get up and be working on my feet 24/7, like the way I used to work, is not there like it used to be because of the amount of energy that I have given out. So therefore now I need many days of rest to recuperate post-ceremony. And this does happen after you perform hundreds of ceremonies. So my advice to those that are trying to make deals or complain about prices, be mindful, is what I'm going to say. Because there is that old saying, you get what you pay for. And on that note, this is the message of the day. Many blessings to all, and thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast.